السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. My respected brothers, elders, sisters in Islam, it is a blessing and tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah blessed us to perform one of the important salah, Salatul Asr with Jama'ah. The blessing that Allah is giving us in order to be connected with masjid or connected with something which is reminds us about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the greatest blessings in this earth. People of Jannah, when they go to Jannah, they will never have any regret. They're not going to regret, because if they're going to regret, the life in Jannah is not going to be, you know, you're not going to have fun there. You're going to be worrying. Only regret the people of Jannah will have the time that they have spent in this world without remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of the challenges that we have is that how much we can connect with our day-to-day life the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us such a beautiful way of sunnah life. The way of sunnah is that you begin every single thing with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You begin with Bismillah and you end with thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in between also, whenever you can, you start remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through that, what happens all those time, whatever we spend, it will be under the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, you're leaving house. You're reading the dua and you leave. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an adilla, aw udalla, aw azilla, aw uzalla, aw adlima, aw udlama, aw ajhala, aw yujhala alayhi. It goes as a rhyme, but it's a very beautiful dua. You're leaving out. You leave. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an adilla aw udalla. Allah, don't make me go astray or make me a means of someone else going astray. When we leave house, one of these can happen. Either we can go astray or we can be a means of someone else going astray. And then, aw azilla aw uzalla. We miss the path. We go away from, we get out of the track. Or we make someone else go out of the track. Aw adlima aw udlama. Allahu Akbar. Either we being oppressed or we oppress someone else. Allahu Akbar. Aw ajhala aw yujhala alayhi. Or we being ignorant. Someone fools us or we fool someone else. Everything is covered. You leave out, one of these possible things can happen. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection and you leave. And you leave with dua. You begin your journey with dua. So remembrance of Allah has to be connected. If Allah is helping us to do that, that is the greatest blessing. One of the dua sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allahumma a'inna. Allahumma a'inni. Oh Allah, help me. A'inni ala dhikrik. Allah, help me to remember you. Without the help and assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are unable to help him, remember him as well. A'inni ala dhikrik wa shukrik. Allah, help me to be grateful to you. Wa husni ibadatik. And when I worship, I should worship you. My ibadah should be the most beautiful way. Wa husni ibadatik. Perfect. My salah should be perfect. My tilawatul Quran should be perfect. My respected brothers, we are reaching the last few days, few nights. We went through what we're supposed to do when we end with istighfar, we're ending humbling ourselves and being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, and the dua. وَتَسَلِّمْهُ مِنَّي مُتَقَبَّلًا وَتَسَلِّمْهُ مِنَّا مُتَقَبَّلًا. Oh Allah, this Ramadan must leave us in a condition where we all of us have been accepted. taqabbul, acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make istighfar, we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are humbling ourselves, and we thank Allah for the opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us to perform, you know, whatever amal we did. Another very important thing is that whatever we have learned in this month of Ramadan, we have brought in that habit. It's something very important. Thought converts into action. Action converts into habit. Habit converts into character. So the thought, we are inspired based on our consume. Thought comes, imagination, everything comes based on either someone is. Why we do all these things? We have a lecture. This is all motivation. It's just to, it's thought provoking. It stimulates your thought. Everyone knows we must pray. But when someone comes and speaks to you, the virtue of prayer reminds you, it stimulates your thought. Month of Ramadan, it stimulates our thoughts, our connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, purpose of our existence. That's why whole month of Ramadan, we go through a training program. So that comes soon as, oh, moon has been sighted, they say month of Ramadan is declared. All of us, you see, suddenly you see people coming into masjid, you don't see them frequently visiting. They must be praying somewhere else, maybe at home, workplace and all that. But we make extra effort when it comes to month of Ramadan, we spend more time in the masjid. We try, we make extra effort to come and perform salah with jama'ah. And when it comes to last 10 nights, we try more. So these thoughts, now it is being converted into action as well. First, the thought process goes on. We listen to different sermons, other people's advice, we read and all that. It processes through and it's action. Alhamdulillah, we have been doing. Now this action has to become our habit. Now waking up for Fajr and Tahajjud must become our habit. We've been waking up for Sahar. وَبِالْأَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ When you get up for, before Fajr, Sahar time, we need to have a checklist. First we wake up, we read the dua, morning dua. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we go washroom, you know, whatever our needs for the day. We go, take wudu, prepare ourselves. It comes, we pray our tahajjud salah. And then we need to, with tahajjud salah, we need to allocate for another three important amal. One is praying, and then tilawatul Qur'an, every day, little. Inna Qur'an al-fajri kana mashhuda. At that time, lots of angels comes down. All those angels will take our Qur'an and go, and that Qur'an will be bearing witness for us, Allah. Qur'an says, inna Qur'an al-fajr. The Qur'an of Fajr's mashhuda. That's why. Then we read the Qur'an. And istighfar. وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ We make istighfar. Little bit of time to make istighfar. رَبِّ غْفِرْ لِي رَبِّ غْفِرْ لِي أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ So this type of istighfar every day. Qur'an tilawat, istighfar and dua. We need to start our day with this. And we need to be consistent. Little, but we do. Make that a habit. We wake up and make that a habit. Now, we have been doing. Now, this should not stop immediately. Ramadan goes away. Oh, tahajjud goes away. Fajr goes away. Gradually, that what happens. Immediately, first tahajjud goes away. And then few months down the line, Fajr jama'ah you start missing. May Allah protect us. Right? May Allah give us, you know, consistency in ibadah that we are doing. And then gradually you miss. You even oversleep and you wake up and you make. And that becomes habit. And again, you're going to come back to this track. When Ramadan comes, you think, oh, now Ramadan we start. We see this consistency. We try and do that. Sometimes your work can be, you know, shifts can be changing, you know. But you try as much as possible and make that a habit. Make that habit. So our thought, action, now it has to become habit. Habit in everything, in our salah, the way we treat. So good habits. Our salah must become our habit. Tilawatul Quran should become our habit. Istighfar must become habit. Eventually what happened? You keep doing it. You are consistent. You're consistent for a long time. Eventually that becomes character. You cannot live without it. Salah means you and you means salah. You cannot live without it. It becomes part of you. It becomes part of you. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when asked about sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq, Aisha radiallahu anha, what did she say? Khulquhu al-Qur'an. Because so much of consistent relationship with the Qur'an, eventually sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq itself became Qur'an. Qur'an means Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means Qur'an. You cannot separate that. Divine revelation and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot be separated. It became one. It has to become. You do consistency. Usually people do sports. A lot of people, I see brothers. In sports, anything you do, your improvement is based on more exercise and practice. You can be how best. You have talent, your natural talent is there. But if you don't have continuous practice and consistency, you're going to fail. Similarly in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects, even little, Allah wants us to do it continuously. Now we read so much of Quran. Some of us, one other brother was coming and telling me, Sheikh, I've read 10 Quran, make dua Allah should accept, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. Great. But what is greater is that you continue with little Quran you read. Every day this 360 days, this has to continue now. This Quran, you need to have a habitual relationship with the Quran. Morning until evening. You start the day with the Quran, you end the day with the Quran. Surah Sajda, Dukhan, Mulk, Waqi'a, Rahman. These are surahs that we're supposed to read every day in the night, mashallah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never used to go to bed without reading Surah Sajda. And then in end, Aman Rasul, last two verses of Surah Baqarah. Read and then goes. So our day should start with the Quran, our day should end with the Quran. So this consistency is very important. Our salah, first, my respected brothers and sisters in Islam, sticking to 5-time prayers. I tell many people, sometimes there are so many things in the religion we learn. But basic is that, if we can be consistent and hold on to 5-time prayer with jama'ah, rest will fall into place. That's something very, very important. Our character is determined based on that. 5 times with jama'ah, not anywhere. Anywhere you see a masjid, you go there. You're going, working around, you know, mashallah, Allah has blessed. 60, 70, 80 years ago, some brothers who came early, they were telling me, Brother Iqbal Bhai, I was talking to him from Iqbal, who is saying, when they came early, no Jum'ah, nobody. Only on Sunday they get together, and that was a Jum'ah. Sunday you're not going to have Jum'ah. No Jum'ah, no congregation. Somewhere they used to find and place and gather believers to come. Alhamdulillah. Allah has blessed us now. How many? Which you take this GTI, I think closer to 80 masjids? Closer to 100. Allahu Akbar. So anywhere you go, you can always find a masjid. So you have consistent, you have continuous connection with the masjid. The Fajr Salah, you need to pray in. Yeah. The angels, the people, the animals. I know a person used to come out for Fajr back home. You know, the crows, the cats and dogs wait for him. Crows, because what happened? He comes out, he brings some food, he feed the crows, he put some food for the cats in the street. You don't find street dogs here much, you know. Or back home you find it. And it became so habit, all these animals knows, these crows all knows, this man will come. The day he passed away, we could see that all those animals were waiting for him. Not only that, even angels are waiting for us. When you wake up for Fajr and you come out, angels are waiting to greet us. Angels, they will recognize us. Sometime when we make dua, some angels will say, see, we have never heard this voice. It's a new voice. New voice. But frequently, when you call, they know, oh, this is a person. You know that. Habitual, the call goes on. But even at that time, angels will say, this is a new caller. But Allah will never reject. Amma yujibul mutarra idha da'a. Amma yujibul mutarra idha da'a. Even when you're conditioned, you have been pushed into a very desperate condition. When you raise your hands, Allah will respond. Allah. You have never called Allah, but He will respond to you. وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ. He takes all the harm away. So He wants us. Sometimes He puts us in difficulties, that's we come back. When it comes to Fir'aun and Bani Israel, Allah tested them one after other. وَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانِ والجراد والقمل والضفادع والدم آيات مفصلات. Allah sent one after other test. Tufan, Allah sent a flood. Locust, and Allah sent, you know, what do you call it? This type of bugs, frogs. These are all tested. And them, they used to find everywhere blood. Whenever this has been tested, all the people will raise hand, Allah will remove that harm away. And again they disobey Allah. But one after Allah, then Allah said, Ayatum mufassalat. Very clear evidence. But fastakbaru, they rejected and they thought, oh, they live with arrogance. When Allah send us tests or difficulties, Allah wants us to return and then learn a lesson and continue from that. Again, when the difficulty goes away, you don't go back. In Surah Baqarah, Allah says, يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ يَخْطَفُ أَبُصَارَهُمْ كُلَّمَا أَضَاءَ لَهُمْ مَشَوْفِي وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا. When there is light, they used to walk. When dark, they stood. So when difficulty comes, and Allah says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبُصَارِهِمْ. Allah, if Allah intend, if Allah will, Allah can take their eyesight and Allah can take their ability to hear as well. Make them deaf and blind. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah has ability to do anything. So my respected brothers, we have reached the last few days and few nights of Ramadan. Tomorrow, there's going to be a second khatam. On 27th night, on the first Taraweeh, mashallah. So all of us try to be part of it. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, sahabas used to have a habit, right? Whenever they used to make a khatam of the Quran, they have read with their wird normally, they gather all family members and they make dua. Keep children, everyone, and make dua, because the Quran is the divine. Through the barakat of Quran, we will live. The Quran has been read, mashallah, in salah, right through, every word has been read. And musallis, we all stood and we were listening to the Quran in salah. And after that, after you accomplish that, you raise your hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will fulfill all our need, inshallah, in this world and hereafter. So, consistency, put a plan, this is what I'm going to do. In my amal, these are the things. My Quran, I'm going to read one ayin. Quran has been divided in such way, so according to different people's ability, you can read. You can read quarter, you can read one ayin, you can read quarter, you can read half, three quarter, or one juz. Or you can go on one manzil. When you do it longer, it depends. So it has been divided and kept in accordingly, so that you, so constantly, continuously, our engagement with Quran, Quran will, month of Ramadan is month of Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to build a relationship with the Quran through recitation, through listening and trying to learn and understand and practice. All this, it has to go on. So it starts with tilawa. Don't neglect that. That has to continue. You keep doing it, inshallah, the Quran will never let you down. One of the dua, Allahumma anis wahshatana fi quburina. Quran will be our company in the Qabr, brothers. We're going to live there for thousands of years. Nobody's going to be there. But that Quran will be with us. It will be light for us. It will come there. It will help us when the angels is coming and question us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna lillahi ahleena minan nas. Inna lillahi ahleen. Allah's family from the people. Man whom? Ahlul Qur'an wa khasa. These are people of Qur'an. So we read. There is no age for it. We try to learn. We try to read. We try to improve. We try to connect. Try to listen to the Qur'an. All these are ibadah. Learning the Qur'an. Understanding the Qur'an. Make the tafakkur of Qur'an. We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should make dua. Wallah, our body. Allahumma ashghil qulubana. Allahumma ashghil qulubana bihubbik. Wallah, our heart should be engaged with His Allah and Allah's love. You know, in our heart is something that we like and dislike. Our heart is engaged now loving so many other things. We should ask Allah, Allah, ashghil qulubana. Engage our heart in your love and the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, engage our heart in love of Allah, love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in love of Qur'an. Ashghil qulubana. Bihubbik. Wa alsinatana bidhikrik. Ya Allah. Ashghil alsinatana. Make our, you know, tongue busy with your remembrance. Allahu Akbar. Dhikr. And oh Allah, make our mind busy with our aql in the bitafkiri khalqillah, bitadabburi al-Quran, by bitafakkur, by thinking, looking at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and tadabbur, thinking and pondering about Quran. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens that, inshallah, we connect with the Quran, my dear brothers. A heart get purified. Anyone, even you bring a brother who is, doesn't have iman, you make him, if his heart is pure, you make him listen to the Quran for a while, Allah will open his heart. Allah will open. I had a teacher who taught me tafsir. It's amazing. A story I want to say. He became Muslim. He went to Syria, he learned for 12 years, learned Arabic, Quran came and he taught him in the Quran. And he tells a story, in his jahiliyyah, before he became Muslim, weekends he used to go out for pub, drink around. You know, one day it was so late, until early morning he was roaming around, you know, nightlife. He couldn't drive because he's drunk. So he's walking around, he wanted to use the washroom. It was a masjid. He never knew. He asked the brother, I want to use the washroom. They gave him the washroom. Go and use the washroom. He was in washroom. Imam is conducting the Fajr Salah. He said, I fell asleep in the washroom. I could hear the Quran. And he said, something went through, penetrated through my heart. It was so calming the whole night. And that I could see the difference. Something penetrated through. I said the whole time, listening to the Fajr of the Fajr Quran of the Imam. That's the beginning of his Islam. So that made me think this is something else. Start finding about it, learning about it, reading about it. And later he became Ustad. Whatever I am teaching you all, Fajr is getting reward. So my respect, Umar radiallahu anhu, he became, you know the story of Umar radiallahu anhu. The Quran, Allahu Akbar. One night Umar radiallahu anhu decides in Makkah, he wants a nightlife. It's not only here, even those days it had, people used to sit together, drink, spend time, youngsters, they do that. He was going to a place where people drink and sing and dance, spending time. When he went, he says, strange, that night nobody was there. You can't have fun for yourself, you know, alone, you need people. So I said, okay, let me go and drink and stay alone. Even the place where they sell wine is closed. I was not feeling sleepy. So I thought, okay, let me go to the Haram. Kaaba was there. Let me go and do tawaf. They used to do that. When I went there, hahuna, I saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam standing and praying. And he's reading something. So secretly, I went and hid myself behind the cloth of the Kaaba. Kaaba's cloth, they've been putting from those days. hit, and at that I came near Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam where he's praying. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam between Ruknul Yamani and Hajar al Aswad, he was standing and praying. I was listening to the Quran. When I listened to the Quran, my mind was going through, oh, what a beautiful poet means this. But Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Quran itself is replying, وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرِ. This is not a qawl, words of a sha'ir poet. He said, what's happening? What I'm thinking, he's responding. That's a Quranic verse. Then he thought, oh, he must be a magician. This must be the words of magician because he can understand something is going on here. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ سَاحِرِ. This is not a qawl. تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is a revelation from the Lord of this entire universe. Murza said, I felt a fear in my heart. Like he's reading my mind. I left from there. That is the beginning of my Islam. He himself is narrating the story. In the second incident, what happened? He was so angry. He was angry because, you know, this new religion has come and has divided the Quraysh. He felt good. He actually intended good. He wanted to keep the Quraysh united. So he was very angry. This new religion, this person is dividing the Ummah. So let me sort out this. When he went, he found in his sister's house the Quran. That is also regarding the Quran. The verses, Taha. مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. We have not revealed this Qur'an to make things difficult upon you. مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى إِلَّا تَذْكِرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى. It is only a reminder for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَنزِيلًا مِمَّنْ خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ الْعُلَى. How beautiful. It's a revelation. تَنزِيلًا مِمَّنْ خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ. Who created the heavens. تَنْزِيلًا مِمَّنْ خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ. And all this heaven, Al-Ula, so high. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman, عَلَى الْعَرْشِ اسْتَوَى. He is Rahman. When Umar radiallahu anhu saw that Quran, when he saw those words, immediately heart changed, he said. He wanted to become Muslim. My respected brother, this Quran has an effect. So if we have a close relationship with the Quran. Even though with some people, we try to think rational, oh, what's use? We don't understand. No. Quran, even you don't understand by reading on its own, your soul understands that. Remember that. Your soul understands that. There is a connection between your soul, because your ruh, yas'alunaka 'anir ruh, when they ask about ruh, what Allah reply? Kulir ruhu min amri rabbi. Tell them, ruh is the amr of Allah. Again, Quran is Qawlullah, Kalamullah, Amrullah, Tanzeelum min Rabbil Alamin. So both came from where? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our soul will only be content with something which comes from the heaven. Our soul will never be content with something which comes from this earth. Our body will be content with from this when you eat nice, because our body is from the earth. Our body will be. But soul, there is a connection between Quran and this. So, my respect, one lesson that we have learned in this month of Ramadan, and we were consistent. Alhamdulillah, many of us, we had a relationship with the Quran. This is a beauty that Allah has blessed us in month of Ramadan. Everyone, children, young, big, all back home in southern part. You know, I used to be teaching in that Arabic, that Darulum. It's a part-time. The children come in the morning after school until 8 in the night. There are about 350 children come and learn and go. Every year Ramadan, Allahu Akbar, they make children all get together and they do Taraweeh separately. But Tilawatan, they make 100 Quran Khatam every year. All children. They will sit in Halqa, read and make dua for everyone. So, 27th night is tomorrow. They are completing the 100th Quran. They were sending me pictures, whatever the khatam. So it's nice, you know, that environment we created. And back home, there's a habit in every masjid. There's a practice tradition for so many years. After Taraweeh Salah, there will be halqas. One round, two, three, four round. Whoever is there who can read Quran well with him, there will be a set of people sitting. And one person reading, others following, and the other person read, other person follow, everyone, they will finish one round. And then only they go back home. one juice, many of them in Al-Halqa state. So many part of the world, they have different way of thinking. But anyway, we are all getting connected with the Quran. So we need to have a consistency in this Quran. But other times we become so busy, sometimes you don't even get chance to really, you know, except for the Surah Yasin and few other words. But we need to have those important surahs, yes, apart from that, going through the Quran, entire Quran has to happen. At least once a month, then you have to read one juz a day. If you can't do once a month, at least twice a month, or at least 3 times or 4 times. If you finish in 4 months, you finish one Quran. That means you have to read only a quarter. So if you do that, in a year you will do, at least without Ramadan, you will make how many Quran? 3 Qurans. Right? 4 months, one Quran in 4 months. Right? 3 Qurans. And in Ramadan, you're going to make at least one. Then it's going to become 4. So this is what I'm saying is minimum, basic. So, but we need to continue doing that. So consistency in our amal that we do, that adwamuha, the most beloved and most, you know, best action is adwam, which you do continuous. Even wa in kalla, even though it's little, adwam, where you keep doing continuous, because through that it becomes your habit, it becomes your character, and eventually it becomes part of you. So my respected brothers and elders and sisters in Islam, let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept. Finally, one message. We were having a lot of discussion with regard to parents, children, our relationship and everything. In generally, when we are parents, we all have worry about our children. We have concern what happened to their future and everything. One message I want to tell you, don't ever think that we as parents, we can bring them up and we can protect them. Only through us, their future is, you know, working out. No, it is Allah. Just place trust in Him and give it to Him. Like how Musa alayhi salam's mother gave the child to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah protected and brought back. Similarly, we need to do our part, but we will keep our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to our family, when it comes to our children, Allah will protect them as long as we are salih. As long as we are consistent in our ibadah, Allah will protect. You know, a brother, few nights ago, I met in Masjid Jannah. I know that brother's father and my father, they were like close. Then that brother's father is senior to my father. Right? So that brother, these children, they, you know, they all went abroad and all that. But the father was a very religious person. I can remember when we were growing up, he used to come and tell my father and us, make dua for my children, you know, they are not in touch with Deen. They are not in reading Quran. They are not praying Salah. They are living, you know, going around. But they are successful worldly. They are not doing that. When I met other day, the brother, he has fully changed. He is performing Salah. He is doing everything. Not only Ramadan, right through. I just remembered that father's dua. Father's, our duas will never go waste. Allah will bring them back one day. So, we need to make dua. We do our part and leave rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will take care, and He is the best of, you know, caretaker. He is the best. He will protect them. He will guide them. He will be them. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. We would like to thank all the brothers. Inshallah, I will be here for Fajr, inshallah. It can be till 23rd, inshallah. Next Sunday, 23rd, I'm going to be here. But for Asr, mashallah, your brothers have been with us. We have been discussing. Allah should make this gathering a gathering that will be acceptance for us in Akhirah, inshallah. That this be a means for us to enter Jannatul Firdaus and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.